Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And I remember one day I just came into the speaker's room and fell on the floor, and I'm praying. I said, God, help me with this. Show me this. And this is what he said to me. He said, every one of those you brought up to me, he said, I tried to warn them. I tried to teach them. They wouldn't listen.
That's right.
He said, your humility is your protection from deception. If you'll keep your heart right before me and stay humble and stay teachable, even if you get off, I'll get you back on. If you'll listen. If you'll receive, if you'll be taught, if you'll be correctable. And how many understand that is a characteristic of a mature person? A mature one who will be open and who will listen and who will be taught and who will be corrected. But you see, a lot of times when people are young and inexperienced, they think they know so much. And they think they know more than their parents. And rebellious and going to do their own thing. And that's when people get destroyed and hurt, sometimes in ways that they can't recover fully from. You can also, this will help you to judge prophecy. Prophecies that make much of personalities are wrong. They're fleshly. People prophesying over each other. Oh, you're going to be the greatest thing, and you're going to do more than this one and more than that one, and nobody's going to be above you, and it's all you, how great you are, how big you are. Don't believe it. I said, don't believe it.
Right.
Don't listen to it. No. Do you see that in the scripture like that?
No.
When the Spirit of God manifests, it glorifies Jesus. It doesn't exalt flesh.
Right.
To be used of God in any capacity is in and of itself the greatest honor.
Amen.
But this talk about you being bigger than somebody else, better than somebody else, flesh. Flesh, it feeds pride. It's wrong. Don't heed it. Don't listen to it. The Spirit of God, when He manifests, He glorifies Jesus. He magnifies Jesus. Glorifies God. And that's one reason why some so-called prayer meetings, but they're really prophesying meetings, are so popular. Because it feeds people's soul and their pride. And really, that's why they dress up and go. It's because they're hoping somebody's going to call me out and tell me how amazing and wonderful I am. And people do it and do it and do it. And it's just a bunch of junk. And they think they're so spiritual. And they're just full of pride. Well, we're having fun this morning now. Tell me what determines the limits of how much you'll be used of God.
Humility.
Your humility. Humility. Humility is reality. You know what's God and what's you.
That's right.
You know the difference. And you know without Him, you're nothing.
Amen.
Without Him, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Right?
Yes,
but thank God you're not without Him.
Amen.
He's in you.
Yeah.
But if it's Him in you, do you understand Jesus never took credit personally for one message that He ever taught or spoke? He never personally took credit for one healing or for one miracle or for one deliverance. Or for one sign and wonder, Jesus never took personal credit for one of them. What did He say? He said, the Father in me. He's the one who does the works. My doctrine's not my own. I just say what I hear Him say. I just do what I see Him do. Reality. And nobody is above the Master. Now, you might think we've digressed, but when you grow up, how will you be? Just like the Master. And you won't be talking about yourself all the time.
Amen.
Everything you know and everything you see and everything you can do and everything you perceive and your great call and how much God is using you and you. It's no wonder so many people are nauseated. That's just way, way, way too much you and not enough him. Luke 6, are you there? Luke 6:40. What does it say? The disciple is not above his master. But everyone, would that include you and me? Everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. I think a lot of people read this and they see that word perfect and they go, wow, well, nobody's perfect. You ever heard that one?
Yes.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody. Well, that ain't true. That's not true. And when they say that, they're thinking about flawless. It's not what the word means. What they're saying, according to the Bible meaning, is nobody is developed. Nobody's developed. And without saying it, they're implying it. Nobody can be. Nobody's developed like Jesus. And nobody ever could be developed like Jesus. And don't you dare say it or think that you can be. Because you're just you. And he's Jesus. Well, how about what Jesus said? Jesus said, you're not going to be above me. You're not going to go above me. I never thought I was. How about you? For him to even say that should enlighten us. For Jesus to look at you and go, well, now you're not going to develop beyond me. For him to look at you and go, you're not going to develop beyond me. We should go, okay. But if you'll stay with it and be completely developed, you'll be like me. You'll be like me. Glory to God. You mean we would have a prayer life, a fellowship and communion on this earth with the Father like Jesus had? You mean we'd walk in faith and dominion over the elements and the devil and demons and disease like Jesus did? You mean we'd have wisdom and light and know what to do in every situation? And minister love and compassion and flow in the Spirit like Him? Yes! Yes! It is the call of God to your spirit. Do you hear it? Do you feel it? That's what Paul's talking about. He said, forgetting everything is behind. Forget all that. I am reaching toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is the bullseye? What is the mark? What is the mark of perfection? It's being just like Jesus. Just like Him. Just like Him. And do not look at it like some impossible, unavailable pie in the sky. No, it's within your and my reach. It's what we were destined to be, or called to be. The Bible said, 1 John 2:6, he that says he lives or abides in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. If you say you're in Jesus, you ought to walk like him. Even as, just like him. Well, I didn't walk just like Jesus today. Well, repent and forget those things that are behind and reach toward the mark and be thankful that you got more time and more opportunity to develop and to keep growing and to keep reaching. But don't make excuses for not being like Jesus. Don't make excuses for it. Because now here is a sobering thought. He is the standard by which we will be judged. I'm not going to be judged by you or by what you are or have done. You're not going to be held beside me as to whether you did good or bad. We're not going to be judged by each other's thoughts or standards. We are going to be judged by Him. I'm not talking about you sitting in front of Jesus and Him judging. I'm talking about you being held beside Him as to how well you did in this life. He is the standard. And God is fair. We wouldn't be judged by that standard if we were incapable of reaching it. Oh, do you see this? Now, that's a whole other teaching. I'm not going to get into that. Study your scripture. Study it. Don't take my word for it. But don't be depressed about it. Be excited that you can be like him. But don't waste another 20 years of your life just warming the seat and doing nothing. Begin believing today and saying out loud, I'm growing up. I'm growing up. I think like Jesus. I believe like Jesus. I talk like Jesus. I react like Jesus. I pray like Jesus. I'm growing up. I'm growing up. And if you don't look and act just like him today, well, you can grow some more tomorrow. And grow some more the next day. See, the call, when Jesus is talking to them about the Father, and they said, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. What did he say to them? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, that doesn't mean he is the Father. No. Many other scriptures show that. But what does that mean? He is the express image and likeness of the Father. Everything you heard him say, that's what the Father says. Everything you saw him do, that's what the Father does. What's our call?
To be like him.
Exact same thing. But we want to see Jesus. Show us Jesus. And it should be, if you've seen you. Oh, come on. If they've seen you, if they've seen me, they know something about him. Glory to God. And we are the light, aren't we? We are the light, and it is our witness. People being around us and seeing us ought to make them want to come to church. Ought to make them want to come and find out about the life we live. Ought to make them want to come get in the Bible. Ought to make them want to come find more about Jesus. Because they saw something about him in us, and when they saw it, they loved it. They thought, oh man. And if they don't know anything, they may think, you're great. You're great. And your life is great. You're great. You think I'm great? You ought to meet my master. Anything you like about me, it's from him. But there ought to be something they see in you of him. And the more we mature, the more we develop, the more it'll be that way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603L. That's R1603L, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.